traveling to the Middle East now, Israelis and Palestinians are separated by boundaries and security barriers. But some things in life defy demarcation. Pollution is one of them. Residents of one Palestinian village and their Israeli neighbors can tell you that. Here's our story from the World's Quill Lawrence.
The hilltop village of Umm al-Rihan is stuck in a gray area. It's outside the separation barrier built by Israel, but still administered by the Palestinian Authority. It's off the Israeli power and water grid, and that means basic problems get quite complicated, like how to get rid of sewage. Rawa Kamal Zaid is the village leader. He says when the electricity goes out, the village can't pump out its wastewater, and it simply seeps into the ground.
Sometimes we don't have the power nor the money to pump it out. It is near the houses where we live. Of course, we can smell, and it's unhealthy. And since we are located outside the fence, the barrier, so we don't get the assistance of the PA, the Palestinian Authority. So we're kind of stuck in between.
When Umm al-Rihan's electric generator broke down over the winter, it had to be taken on a long route through a checkpoint to the Palestinian city of Jenin for repairs, instead of a much closer Israeli town. But the problem of polluted water doesn't respect any of the political boundaries around Umm al-Rihan, according to Israeli civil engineer Arnon Gorin.
The problem is that this sewage, which is absolutely a raw sewage, is penetrating down, and as a result, the aquifer water are polluted. They're polluted, and pollution is growing day by day. It's going right through the West Bank. Even my kibbutz, which is lying right down on the plain by the sea, we had our well tested a couple of months ago and found that the water are polluted, and they had to turn it off. And after a week, they came in and they said, well, you have to chlorinate a bit more.
Palestinians and Israelis are partners in the aquifer, whether they like it or not, Gorin says. With that in mind, he arrived in the village last year with an offer. If the villagers would help provide the labor, Gorin could find a low-tech solution to their problem. With help from the village, even the kids, Gorin and a group of Israeli volunteers are building what's called an engineered wetland. About the size of a tennis court, it's a shallow, sealed pool covered with a bed of stones. Once it's flooded and filled with reeds, the plants will naturally clean the town's wastewater. Dvorah Havkin is another Israeli engineer working on the project.
The technology is basically 3 million years old. Nature has invented this technology in wetlands.
It's low-tech and needs little maintenance. The only fancy part is a solar-powered water pump that recirculates some of the water in the pond. After a few days sitting in the homemade wetland, says Havkin, the water flowing out from the bottom of the pool is suitable for irrigation and poses no harm to the environment on either side of the political lines.
The wetland is working, so I think that we are in business, as said.
The pool will start by serving 10 homes in the village and then expand. But Arnon Gorin and many in Israel's green movement see these engineered wetlands as a solution for sewage treatment all across the West Bank and Israel. Umm al-Rihan's leader, Rawa Kamal Zaid, says he's not surprised that the Israelis are helping him out. He sees it as a humanitarian gesture, but also one in which both sides have an interest, since they will always share the aquifer.
Of course, this is how things should be, because we both are seeking for peace. And this is a classical example how we can both work together to achieve peace. We share responsibility.
The biggest obstacle to the project has been politics. Several times, the Israeli civil authorities ordered work to stop because the village didn't have the proper building permission. Studies show that building permits are almost never given to Palestinians on land under Israeli administration. But last month, some environmental groups took the matter to court, and the bureaucratic obstacles to cleaning up Umm al-Rihan's water seem to have fallen away. The wetland should be up and cleaning by next month. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, Umm al-Rihan, between the West Bank and Israel.